Hey friends, welcome to The Stationery Cafe, your podcast for everything stationery, journaling, planning related, and fun things happening in the community. I'm April from Penguins Creative on Instagram. In today's episode, we actually have Phyllis from Mistling Bloom here joining me to welcome our journaling idol, Tiffy from Tiffy Butter. Tiffy does amazing traveler's notebook spreads and also makes her own inserts, which she sells in her online store. Her way of combining analog with watercolor to document her life is super aspirational, and we can't wait to peek behind the scenes today. Hi, Tiffy. Welcome on to the Stationery Cafe. I'm like so excited to have you here because Phyllis and I, we talk about you all the time. Like I think in almost every episode.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can you like introduce yourself a little bit, where you're from and you know, what you do?
Hi everyone, my name is Tiffany. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube, Tiffy Butter. And I'm from China. I was born and raised in China and I came to Canada 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now I am running an online shop called Faded Chronicle. So yeah, I'm into this rabbit hole, this stationery world for like 6 years, I believe. So yeah, I watch your videos about journaling, you know, watercoloring in your Hobonichi A6. I was like, darn, I really want that. So I got myself one. Yeah, it was because of you, April. I blame you.
I'm so excited to be joining today's recording because I've been such a fan of your account for so long now. I think it was really like watching some of your YouTube like tutorials or paint with me's and like watching you make your mixed paper insert, and then you're very creative like putting gluing your watercolor paintings into your TN, which when April and I talked about that, we were like, it's so simple yet so unheard of. Like we've just seen people drawing directly into their TN and trying to find the right paper when really it's like, just bring the paper to your TN.
I know, that's how I ended up now using all these like watercolor paper on the side as well, like loose sheets, like, you know, whatever. Yes. But then like, I also, we'll get into it later probably, but like, you know, you bind your own inserts. And now I'm like, I'm always thinking about how can I find my own watercolor inserts? But the last time I did that, I had a breakdown, Phyllis knows, like it's not working for me so far. But Tiffy, Phyllis, super excited to have two of you here because, you know, we want to like dig deep into Tiffany. I call her Tiffy's planner setup this year and like her journaling habits. So actually, let's start. Can you kind of tell us your 2020 stationery like planner or journal lineup and kind of what books do you use? What stationery do you use with them? And you know, we'll go from there.
Yes, I'm currently using my Ultra and Olive Traverse notebook size notebook. So yeah, I quite like it. I'm actually just starting to do bullet journal again because I tried bullet journal a couple years ago, but I couldn't continue because it just requires so much work and I didn't have the time. But now I'm catching up with bullet journal again, and I quite like it. So this is my on-the-go journal / planner. And then I have my B6 Slim Jibun Techo.
I know, we're like, ooh, Jibun Techo.
Jibun Techo. And actually, I just started last week. I really, really like it.
Are you using that as a planner or as like a journal style?
Planner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mostly it's from my online shop for my business. And then I was using, before all the changes, I was using my Giglio Medium Campania rings planner. And yeah, as you can see, it's quite chunky here still. I will probably go back to it anytime, to be honest, because I really miss the ring system. And I just love the fact that I can just remove or add any pages in my ring planner very easily.
So I want to ask, I want to ask, what insert do you use in your ring? Like, I was looking, like, I feel bad because I'm like kind of that person that like zooms in on people's spreads on Instagram. So I was like trying to figure out how to use rings, because I also have a ring because of Phyllis. Mm-hmm. But I was what insert, right? Like, how, what do you track? Mm-hmm. And I saw that it's sort of like a daily sort of spread thing where it's two page.
Oh my God, you also have a special custom-made insert for baby tracking, if I remember, right?
Yes, but I gave up on that a long time ago. Sorry. It just didn't work quite well because I was thinking I can document, you know, my feeding time because I'm doing breastfeeding. So like, you know, what time he start to eat, what time he finish. I was trying to catch every single time that I feed him, but that's impossible. That's impossible because he's, what is it called? Like cluster feeding. So he just, you know, he wants to eat anytime, anywhere. So it's just impossible for me to really document every single time in my planner. So I gave up on that. But in my ring planner, I do have my yearly, I have my monthly, mm-hmm. I have my weekly and daily. So basically it's all covered. That's why it's so chunky. I know you guys can't see my planner, but it is pretty chunky.
You create those layouts yourself?
I asked a shop called Simple and Trendy Co. and she does customized inserts for ring planners. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I asked her to create one for me. So basically what I did was I drew a draft and sent it to her, and then she just put it in a printable form. Wow. It's quite convenient.
Because I looked at it, the layout is really cool. It has like, you kind of like divide it into two, but more of like one third and two thirds. And the two thirds are like the to-do list for the day. And then like on top, you have like the small appointment. So I kind of like how you compartmentalize that. So it's kind of like bullet journaling, but in ring insert form.
I know. Yes.
I like how people do productivity sort of layouts these days, you know. And I think a lot of you, if you're listening, you might want to like go check it out, because, you know, I feel like that template could be easily applied to a blank page on a Hobonichi. And people look at Hobonichi, they want to use it as a planner. They're like, what do I do with a blank page? And I think looking at inserts like that to see how you can box them and then like turn them into useful like to-do list style things. Pretty cool.
I love how customization, nice, I don't know the word. Like it's just really easy. It's really to invert your kind of version, mm-hmm. your creativity into like an actual product. Is it's quite crazy. I like the fact that I can use that kind of insert in my planner. But this is my ring, and of course, I have a lot of like note pages. I have trackers. I have like expenses tracker. I have my to-do list. I have my, you know, my baby's milestone checklist.
Tiffy just had her baby. So she's like, you're like Phyllis at the very beginning stage where it's no longer tracking about me. It's everything else.
It's about a baby. Yes.
It is funny though, what you mentioned about like the instinct as journalers and planners to want to track our children. And then, because I remember wanting to do that with my baby too when he was little, but like you said, it's just impossible. You know, these little kids, they're not like my water drinking habit. You know, I can't track them.
I love it. It's not up to you, it's up to them.
Exactly.
Like, it's at up their to them. Schedule, you know.
That's so funny. Crazy. Yeah, it's not something you can control. That's awesome. So you have the Jibun, the Jilio ring, and then you had the Archer Knowledge Traverse Notebook for bullet journaling. What else do you use?
I also have the Noti, but that is for 2021. Yeah. I plan to use it for my business. So That will be, it's the A5 size Noti, and I got this Van Hooken all leather covered. I was so excited to use because I was inspired by Chelsea from Those With Words, and she is such a big inspiration for me. So I just got this cover, and I'm trying to follow her organization methods. I'm going to try to do that in 2021.
You know, it's so scary because when I saw your post about the Baum Kuchen, that leather analog cover, I was like, that at that moment when I saw it, I felt that, Phyllis, that stationary urge of, oh no, I should go to the website and check it out. Like, it's the enabling. Like, I was so aware of that. I'm being enabled in that moment. Like, this is so scary. Because, like, for that split second, I seriously considered buying as well. It looks so pretty. It's the Superior Labor, right? The Superior Labor and Baum Kuchen collaboration.
Full
leather A5 cover.
It's so amazing. I love the cover so much. Probably is the best leather that I've ever, the best leather cover that I've ever owned. Yeah, the leather is so smooth. And
it's a light beige color, but like over time, it's going to turn into a deeper caramelized
brown. It's kind of like the nude color right now. Oh my goodness. I wish you guys can feel it, you know.
And I feel like it's such a part of your aesthetic. Like, that's why that cover is so beautiful. Really? And one of the reasons why I love your account is because I feel like I would describe your journaling aesthetic as kind of like nature inspired, but a little bit vintage, and a lot of this feeling of like DIY almost, like little findings from your everyday, but it's still very organized. And I'm curious, like, how did you develop that style consciously, or did it do you just feel like it reflect you as a person?
That is a good question, because I don't even know. So basically, I get a lot of inspiration from the internet, and I try to, you know, I will try this style and I will try that style, and if I'm good with any style, I will just stick with it and kind of like adding a little bit of myself into this style. Like, for example, I like watercoloring, so I will add my painting, and most of people, they would take a photo and then put the photo in the journal, but for me, I like watercoloring, I like painting, so mainly I would just paint what I've seen, what I've done, and what I where I visited. So yeah, I really enjoy painting, and then I would just collect and gather, you know, different bits and pieces from daily, and then just, you know, put them in my journal. And I like different paper texture, especially those handmade papers from Japan. And I just like to adding a little square from this kind of paper, and then just cut it in little pieces and put it in my journal and try to make it look pretty. Mm-hmm. I think that is just really just grab everything that show up on my table or anything, and then I would just put them together in my journal and try to make it look pretty.
And eventually you start to like color match stuff, right? Like you'll kind of gravitate towards items that looks kind of like the stationery you have, and then kind of this color that you do on your spread. And then I feel like that's kind of how I think everyone kind of like end up having like a style, just like over time accumulating stuff that's similar or matches well.
Because
I did went back on your Instagram, and like I was scrolling all the way back to see your like first days of journaling. I'm that kind of person. I love seeing growth, I guess, or like, you know, process or journey. And I think you started from, I think, Rings to Hobonichi, and then like to Traverse Notebook. And then there was a
Hobonichi and April.
I felt so guilty when you told me that you saw my video like way back in 2016, because I was like, oh, I don't like really notice other people until like the recent years. But I love it so much though. And I think today Traveler's Notebook might be your most iconic, I think, people's impression of your style. And you call it Faded Chronicles, right? Like, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to do that name and, like, you know, what is that aesthetics you're trying to convey to people?
So actually, I asked my husband for his suggestion and opinion, what kind of name that we should choose for my shop. And I was thinking to, like, okay, so it should be a name that's about journal, about documents, documenting your life, about vintage, because I like vintage stuff. I like vintage paper, vintage leather, and postcard and whatnot. So Faded Chronicle is basically like, I was thinking, if you don't document, don't journal about your life, it will fade away. It will just, you know, erase from your brain. So the way that you keep that fresh is to document it, is to journal about it in your planner, in your journal. So you want to keep that moment, you want to keep that feeling at the moment, at this moment, and journaling is the best way. So that's why I call it Faded Chronicle, because, you know, things and people come and people go, and things happen and they disappear. You might forget it, you might not, and the best way is to document them, is to document all the events and those beautiful moments in your journal. That's why I chose this name.
I love it.
And now it's the name for my online shop, and I mainly sell handmade journals, inserts for the Tropless Notebook, and watercolor inserts for the Tropless Notebook as well. And I also have monthly bundles where I usually just gather different stationeries from Japan or local business, and I put everything in a bundle, and I will also add my own handmade Traveler's Notebook insert in this bundle, and I try to stick with the theme for each month. For example, last month was fall, and like a whole month ago, because I paused a couple of months because I need to take care of my baby.
Yes, because I have a baby, yes.
Yes, maybe again. But anyway, I try to stick with one theme for 1 month per month. And yeah, I will just try to collect or gather different stationeries that about that theme. So yeah, this is my little online shop. I love it very much, and I pour my heart in it.
And I just love your products. I actually, so I had placed an order from, I think maybe
Thank
it was
you.
A few, maybe it was like earlier this year or last year, but
I think for
our listeners, anybody who's thinking about ordering from her shop, you're currently doing not a promotion, but like you're donating 25% of your profits to help a fellow stationery lover, right? Sunny, Mia Vibes, to help cover some of her.
Yeah,
to help with her healthcare costs. But so that's so nice. And I think your products are just awesome. I pulled out my Passport Traveler's Notebook that I ordered from you. And seriously, it's just, I think, like, I'm so curious, like, how do you choose? Like, every single paper in this notebook seems very well curated. There's tones of gray and dark blue and special fibers running through these papers.
Yes.
Like, I've never been a shop owner. I'm just so curious, how do you find the papers and how do you pick which ones to put together?
First of all, I try to stick with neutral tone. If it's not nude or neutral tone, I will choose like darker color, because I tend to like darker color instead of neon, that kind of color. So that's why I chose, you know, dark blue, dark green, or dark gray that kind of color. And I will look at the textures and how heavy they are. If they are heavy duty, I will use them as the cover of the journal. If they are more test weight, I will use them in the journal, and I will look at the texture. I would prefer like a lot of fiber. Yeah.
I saw those spreads where there's like leaves kind of like peeking through the paper.
Yes,
and it's just so pretty. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's great for collaging, which is a very, like, I think the style that's very trendy in Asia, like Taiwan and China, is mm-hmm. that kind of nature collage pattern where you put vintagey stuff together with, like, you know, washi tape that's kind of like like the classic-y vibe, and then you create these spreads, like, and that they're not really, they don't have to be like daily journaling mundane spreads. They're romantic spreads, you know what I'm saying? Like, they usually have quotes or like a little poem that you like got from somewhere else, and you put like leaves, pressed flowers in it, and then people would look at these spreads like, but why aren't you journaling? But like for us,
it's like a mindset kind of stuff, I think.
Yes.
And inspiration. When you're upset, when you are, you know, a little depressed or unhappy, you look at those quotes, you look at those sentences, you feel like everything is all right.
I know, there's such harmony in those spreads.
Yes. And it gives everybody us needs a little bit of that. Needs a little bit of that.
I love that we kind of explore that, because it is a kind of like unique. Like, people, I guess here in the US, they might be categorized as junk journal, where you do a lot of art collaging and stuff, but
paper collage, yeah.
In Taiwan, at least, we call it wenqing, which is like that romantic, stationary hipster. Yes. Not really hipster, but kind of like we're kind of more in tuned with the present moment, and we're enjoying it.
Yes.
Like the feeling of youth, the feeling of appreciating beautiful things. Yes. So that's why we have those collage friends, where it's just random
document
stuff.
Document your feelings. Not necessarily has to be about, you know, day or an event or whatever. You can also document or journal about your feeling, and that is the main key in my journal as well. I just, you know, I really like to document feelings and how I feel today, how I cooperate, how you know, my mental and physical that kind of stuff. Yeah,
nice.
I think it's very important.
Oh, I love that. I've been meaning to get one of your inserts. And after seeing those with words, Chelsea's like unboxing of the box, there's like the book, the little labels. I saw that you like had stuff from like Ling Jiani, and then some from what is that Japanese letterpress place? Oh, that Nicole carries. There's so many of those good things. And I think what a good idea, because sometimes you don't want to commit to like buying a whole pack from a same, like from one artist. You kind of like sampling. It's kind of like receiving a happy mail where your friend like gives you one of each. Because sometimes you rarely use more than one, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I have like the whole drawer of labels in my studio. I'm like, when am I going to finish using them?
Exactly.
Like, never. Because I keep buying them. I just never used them.
I compare you guys to myself where, you know, I'm like the washi hoarder, and maybe you and Phyllis are like the ephemera hoarders, where you guys just say,
I have so many bits and papers sitting on my desk right now.
Use them. Do it. Just do it.
I know, right?
Yeah,
put it
totally
to good
understand.
Use.
Yeah.
We need to do like a challenge of a sort to kind of encourage people to use up all the bits and pieces. And I think
like different monthly challenge.
Exactly. Maybe you should start one.
I don't know. Like, I really have a lot of things that I want to do or to share in this community, but you know, English is not my first language, so I'm just afraid or scared that I said or do something wrong that I don't know, or I just can't host a campaign very well, or or just basically nobody is caring about this campaign. So yeah, I really want to share a lot more. I really want to create a lot more and to share with you, but I just sometimes I don't have the time, and sometimes I'm just feel like I just keep it for myself. You know?
You need us to give you a little push, so we'll do that.
Okay.
It is interesting, like when April and I had our anniversary episode and we were talking about some of the challenges that some of us creative types run into, a lot of times it's this fear that we're not delivering our best product, right? We feel afraid people may not, like it might not be good enough for our
yes, exactly.
But you know, I also, I think we were trying to tell ourselves, you know, like the point of art is to just put it out there, like be creative and just put it out there. And
we
follow your heart. We got to stop worrying about what other people are going to think.
That's a big boundary, like to be honest. I really want to like promote more of my products or talk more of my product in the video, but I always think, oh, what if people don't like it? What if people, you know, think I'm a money holder? You know, like those
stuff. Well, I know.
Basically, what if your product or my product is not good enough? Because they're all handmade, and some people, they just prefer, you know, like a really perfect journal without any page missing or mm-hmm. corner missing or any crinkle or that kind of stuff. Like, what is just basically, simply, my products are not good enough. I'm so afraid to share or to talk about it. I'm just so shy. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a hurdle all of us kind of have to go through, like, time to time. Like today, even today, I still feel like my feed is like, April, you're never consistent. Like you sometimes choose to film on your wooden background. Sometimes you film on your blue table. It's like, it doesn't look good. But then you know what? I kind of like gave up on that. I'm like, this is my playground. I'm just going to do whatever I want. Exactly. And we'll just let things flow organically. And sometimes I think, that balance about like, am I trying to get money from people by selling myself or am I just really doing what I like and sharing it with other people? And I honestly, sincerely think you're on the end of like, you're really sharing what you do. Because like Phyllis and I, we, even though we don't look at your shop that often, we look at your spreads of like the watercolor and then we turn that into our little spreads where we try to emulate your style and do that. So I think it's really effective and you have the message and that style that really conveyed to people, even though they may be passive like buyers or consumers or you're the audience. So, and I want to dig into your watercolor thing because I know that sometimes you like have posts where you share watercolor and you're like, oh, I set aside an hour to do my watercolor. And I just love that you have like a special time for watercoloring. And I think Phyllis does that sometimes too, right? Like at night you'd be like, I want to create a spread and like, I'm just going to paint like whatever on my Traverse notebook.
Yes.
Can you recommend your like favorite like watercolor, like the materials you use and maybe even the paper that you use to paint those things on, like where you cut it out or like you kind of ripped it and put it in your journal?
So my favorite go-to palette is from Shaminka. I'm not sure if I pronounce it right, but I love their watercolor. The color is so rich and I just love the color tone, I believe. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, it just speaks to me. And I just have this little 12 color palette, watercolor palette that in this little tin. And I also handmade my own watercolor.
Oh, you do?
Wow. Yes, a while ago. And yeah, of course. A couple months ago, I tried to make handmade watercolor. So I also put those watercolor in this little tin and some of the handmade watercolor from other artists or artisans. Yeah. So that's what I have in the watercolor palette. And paper-wise, Arches, 140 pound. It's my cold pressed is my favorite. It's my go-to watercolor paper. Yeah, I love cold pressed watercolor paper the most.
Do you buy like loose sheets, or do you have like a bound book where you rip it off? I'm just wondering.
I buy loose sheets because I make my watercolor inserts for sale and for my own. And I always have those little, you know, on the edge, like just whatever left over, and I use those little strip of watercolor paper and then I just cut them and then put it in my journal.
I see. So you're actually okay, it's product first and then like you use the scraps and leftovers. I'm like how do you even come up with those dimensions, you know? That's like what I was thinking.
That's how I get those dimensions basically. But I started with the paper pad from the company, from Arches, yeah. Paper pad from the Arches, yeah.
I know. I, as a watercolor enthusiast myself, I like am intimidated by Arches paper, 100% cotton, because first of all, it's super versatile with watercolor. The blending is like amazing.
Oh,
but
yes.
Then there's also the part where you have to wait. Like there's a fine balance between waiting enough time for it to dry so you can put on more color, or you can easily keep adding color and it'll just keep blending and keep blending because the fiber is 100% cotton. It's so strong.
Yeah, you can totally feel different.
I'm pretty like in awe like that you are able to, you know, manage and, you know, master. I personally use 25% cotton because it still feels a little bit more relaxed. Like it's not super artist grade. But it gives me the effect I want, but I don't have to like be so mindful about the wetness of the paper and stuff. But Phyllis, you got a 100% cotton little sketchbook, right? Was it? And I feel like it was after you saw Tiffy's sketchbook that you ended up trying.
I will say I don't actually know that much about watercolor paper aside from hot pressed and cold pressed, but
grab whatever can be.
I just grab whatever feels nice, but I did, and what I did was I had purchased a, I think it's a 100% cotton watercolor paper traveler's notebook. Like somebody from Europe on Etsy was making these traveler's notebooks made out of this 100% cotton watercolor paper. But then as a result of Tiffany's like spreads, I took the whole book apart. I basically just put it up, and now they're these single sheets that I paint and stick in.
It's the Tiffy's dimension, those long rectangles. That's like her signature. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I love watercolor.
I think so watercolor is a journey, and like I feel like a lot of us stationery lovers will eventually embark on that because it's just such a great compliment to the whole handwrite, handmade, you know, putting ephemera and creating art. And watercolor is the, I guess, the fastest and probably the cheapest medium, you know, as opposed or less messy medium as opposed to other things. Just like it's like so simple and the flow is nice.
It just feels special when you actually draw the painting and put it in your journal, and then I just feel like it makes the whole page more special for you, for just, you know, personal experience.
I agree,
because you know that, oh, I spent like an hour on this page, it must be, you know, documenting something special for me, or just feelings, or just your daily feelings or whatsoever. But April, I have a question for you actually.
Sure.
Because like, of course I scroll your page as well. I'm stalking you too. So your style is kind of like, not cartoony, but you know, it's very cute, very adorable. So do you do a lot of blending?
I have to look at my style. Let me look at my feet and kind of remember what I do. Are you talking about my watercolor?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I feel like so the thing is my watercolor, I don't even think it's the training, but I just love to draw when I was a kid. So I did take art classes when I was in grade school, like fourth grade to sixth grade. As extracurricular, and while everyone does like sports or something, I took watercolor art classes.
Violin or piano.
I know I do not know music at all. I'm like super bad in that department. I'm like, I'm the kid that made art. So I did get like a few of those. I feel like when they try to teach kids how to paint, they kind of teach it systematically. So there's like a way to approach it. So I feel like in some way it's less free flowing as amateur watercolor today in the stationery world, because they just like, you know, they just go for it. And for me, I kind of like think about it as like, okay, I need to layer. Like I used to layer a lot and like really do really detailed painting that's a little bit too realistic. But now since I got into urban sketching, which is that like really on the go sketching style, I got to learn from a lot of artists in that realm. And they kind of simplify the process, which has kind of helped me, had helped me loosen up a little bit, where I try to keep to three layers minimum, where it's like lightest color, accent color, shadow color. And so maybe that's why it looks a little bit different, or like it look a little bit more, it still has like a kind of cartoony, like it's not really realistic style, but I feel like I'm enjoying it more.
Realistic too. I feel like it's like in the gray area.
Yes, it's not quite super good.
Yeah, I can't define your style or come up with the word describe what is your style, but it's just so interesting. And I love your painting. I love your drawing so much. You really got me into this whole new world.
We all learn new things every day, and I feel like I'm always kind of like relearning watercolor again through watching your videos, watching videos that Phyllis recommends when she's trying to learn new. Like she's
share those.
Yeah, Phyllis, you have to tell us a little bit about those later. Like just kind of name drop the few that you watch. But since both of you are here, I want to like delve into another topic that's like highly demanded by stationery people out there. Predominantly women in our community, you know, reaches this age, they have a baby, and then suddenly is no longer work-life balance. It's also work-life stationary balance. And Phyllis just went through that for a year. I mean, obviously, Teddy is still growing, but he's at least 1 year and a little bit now. And Tiffy, your son is, 5 months old. So, you know, I have friends, Mama Love Paper, she also had her newborn, and she was asking, she was like, she wants to know, the two of you, like, how do you guys, like, deal with that balance of, like, you know, spending time with your kid, you know, you have your work, like, daily obligations, but then also, you know, not wanting to give up the stationary aspect. So maybe one of you, like, each of you could, like, share a little, like, of your journey, maybe.
Sure. So, there's no balance at all. First of all, you just go with the flow. I realized no matter how perfectly I plan for my day, like for the day, it will just never go as I planned. Because if he is fussy, I have to go take care of him. If I plan to do nothing today, I'll just, you know, play with him or whatsoever. And all of a sudden he's so happy and he goes to sleep and he just wants to sleep for the whole day. And then I realize I have all this time that I can journal. So there's no balance at all. There's no, you know, a solid or a certain timeline of the day. There's no, I have zero expectation for every single day of how I'm going to spend the day. There's no expectation at all. I just follow his schedule and then I will think about, okay, when he's asleep, what I'm going to do? Am I going to work or am I going to, you know, spend an hour just for myself to kind of like journal about the day, watercoloring, painting, or just basically listen to music or reading, you know, do anything that I like. So yeah, first of all, there's no balance. But yeah, it was quite hard for me at the beginning because I still am, a hardcore journaling person. So I missed journaling so much at the beginning. And I was actually a little bit upset about I can't journal every single day. But now I start to catch up or coping with my new lifestyle with the newborn. And yeah, I'm actually doing better and better. I just, again, follow the flow, follow his schedule and try not to have high expectation or task that I have to do today. Try not to think about that because anything could happen and you will just be disappointed that you haven't get this done for today. Just don't feel that way. Don't do that. Just follow the flow. If he's happy, if he's asleep, he's quiet, try to squeeze those little time and put them all together, put yourself together and do something that you like. If he's fussy, go take care of him, spend time with him and let it call it a day. Let's call it a day. So that's my strategy basically.
Do you like curate your stationery item in like stations where, you know,
yes, definitely.
A little piece of time. Okay, rush to that station and then I can like journal now. Like, do you have separate stations around the house or do you still kind of keep your room?
Yes, in the living room. And I have my half studio here because I recently moved in with my parents-in-law. So I have this little studio for myself. I actually have multiple pouches for different purposes for me to easier to grab. Like, for example, I have this Stephonic pouch, utility pouch, and I just put my planners, my travelers, you know, passport size planner, journal, whatever, my Ultra and Olive bullet journal notebook in this pouch, and where from point A to point B, I'll just carry that bag, and I throw a couple of pens in there, so that pouch carries what I need for the day. And then I have another Daphonic pouch, just house most of my packing material. So whenever I need to pack an order, I can just grab that bag. It has my scissor, it has all the stickers, it has, you know, those little papers and labels to decorate my packaging. So yeah, I actually have different pouches on my desk, so I know which pouch I should go to at different situations. So
I like that.
Another tip.
That's very useful. I feel like I have a lot of like pouches that I own, and you know, I live in a house with like 3 floors, so I'm like recently really considering, you know, kind of utilizing a little fanny pack or something, so I could always have my like little planner with me. I bought a new Note efficiency notebook that's like field note size, so like my goal is that wherever I go in the house, even though it's like pandemic time, we're on the house. Wherever I go, I can still have a space to jot down notes. Kind of like what Mitz does when she was sharing her story about taking care of two kids and like having to journal it like at the same time. But every little moment she can like steal from her day, she would journal. Well, what about you, Phyllis? Like what's your method of dealing with, you know, taking care of Teddy and you are full-time doctor and like your journaling habits?
I have to say, so many things that Tiffy said are completely resonate with me. Like, it's almost like it's the same journey in a way.
Like, I'm calling you, Felix.
I remember, like, you know, my son is like a little over a year old now, but I remember in those first few weeks when we just brought him home from the hospital, it was really like this shift, you know, like I went from being able to journal whenever I wanted to, do art whenever I wanted to like suddenly feeling so disconnected from that side of myself.
Holy.
And I just ended up, what I did was I had a little moleskin and I just stopped doing any other journaling and only just wrote down what was happening. Just kind of like just to retain a small piece of myself.
Yes.
And then slowly, like as he got older and he took more naps, and then it becomes like, well, just fit it in whenever you can. And now that he's older, he has much more predictable nap times. And so he like naps in the afternoon and then he goes to bed at a certain time. And so,
how lovely.
Now, I know now. You'll get there too. Don't worry. Your kid will grow up and suddenly you're like, what happened? He's so old now. But I definitely recommend trying to simplify, just like what Tiffy was saying. It's like, you know, just if you can make a little quick grab bag of like things that make you happy, then just go ahead and make that grab bag. And if your kid is sleeping, even if it's just for 20 minutes, put some stickers and washi tape on a paper and then write something down that makes you happy.
But, yes.
I think that's part of the reason why I'm trying to like really streamline my system. I mean, like April and the rest of our Seattle Stationery group knows I'm always saying things like, okay, I'm going to get rid of this journal. I'm going to get rid of this journal. Because I'm really trying to make it so that I have like almost like a capsule wardrobe. I want to make like a capsule wardrobe for my journaling where I'm like, I know what makes me happy. I know what I like. I know that I like art and I like like some new things and some collaging. Well, that already sounds like a lot, but
that's a whole cart.
I know it is a whole cart. I'm like, wow, that is a whole cart right there. But that way, like at night after he goes to sleep, I just sit down and I like fill out my daily log and I like do a little art thing. You know, I'm doing Inktober right now. And then I just tell myself, you know, that's good enough. I don't need to make a beautiful spread or anything. Like, it's all about just what can you do that still gives you fulfillment, but still you can spend time with your family.
It's really hard to find a balance at the beginning, but slowly you will learn from time.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I don't know if it's a thing, but is there ever like feelings of guilt wherein you are like, oh, I needed to spend time with my kid and I'm like not journaling, or the other way around, like I should be journaling, but I needed to spend time with my kid. Like, I don't know. Is that a feeling that happens when you guys, or like, no, like it's my kid, I feel blissful either way. Like I'm just wondering, because I obviously never had a kid, and I'm just wondering if that's a feeling that some people out there may have to like come to resolution with, like the feeling.
I'm sure some people. I guess in my mind, I'm always like, you know, my kid is healthy. He's fine. He's fine playing by himself in the playpen right now. I will pull out my sketchbook. And actually, sometimes I pull out my sketchbook and I sit there and I draw him, you know, like,
I think our
thing is that we try not to use our electronics in front of him. We try not to use the phone or the tablet. And so,
oh my goodness, it's so hard.
It is so hard.
It's so hard. My kid loves to watch TV, like loves. Despite the fact that he's only 5 months old, he just loves to watch TV.
Oh,
and that is the only time that he will be quiet. It's like, how can we not?
I know, it is so hard. But see, that's why I don't feel guilty about journaling or doing art. Even if he is awake, it's because I'm like, well, this is, you know, this is a thing that I can enjoy, and I can journal about him or sketch him. Yeah, he could just kind of watch me. I sometimes will give him my washi tape to play with, and he likes that too.
Oh,
make your hobby his hobby.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
He really likes the Mr. Eggplants tape. They're really nice and big, so he'll just throw them and then chase them and throw them.
Well, I also want to ask, like, that was kind of like the stressful part, managing time, but fun journaling part. What are some interesting journaling style or topic or spreads you guys have been doing about your baby? Like, I can imagine if you have a toddler, then, you know, write down funny things they say, because kids say the funniest things. But like, what have you guys done in terms of your journaling style that has adapted to your family, or like, did this change?
Quite not there yet, because he is still, you know, I need to hold him 24/7, and I just don't have the time to really create a page dedicated just for my son or for my family. Like, if I have time, I would just do painting, to be honest. I would just draw, because that's what I enjoy, that's what I like.
Self-care first, okay.
Yes, self-care first, I'm sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. I do like diary kind of stuff. I journal every single day by using my passport size travel notebook, just a little paragraph that I do after, you know, I put him to sleep. I have this like little 10 minutes before I go to sleep. I will just journal about a day, how he's improving, how is developing his skills, and maybe today, oh, he start to laugh, he start to like, yeah, it's very cute.
So not dedicated spreads, but more like integrated into your life.
Yes,
like the things that you appreciate about him.
Or things like that. Or he rolls over, you know, that kind of stuff. I would just, you know, journal about him. Like, because it's really, you can tell the difference from yesterday and today. So I just mainly document those hard facts in my journal instead of trying to make it pretty.
I've tried actually a few different styles. I think ever since Teddy was born, I've been like trying a bunch of like different things, but some of you may remember when I was using the Bumkuchen GU diary as a doodle diary, but that I could not keep up with it. There were just
doodle
like
diary.
Yeah, I would doodle him like what he ate today, or like he had a fever today.
God.
Or something. I think I after 2 months, I like just was only doing it like every few days. It was very hard to keep up with.
Oh my God. You did it for 2 months? Then kudos to you.
And then the other thing I've noticed is that I am gravitating a lot towards kind of like almost that more like American scrapbooking style. Like I've been really inspired by all the people on the Everyday Explorers creative team and like Allie Edwards, Kelly Perky, Studio Calico. And so what used to be my like just photo scrapbook is now basically our family scrapbook diary. And so like I use a lot more like
and in your Travers notebook, right?
Yes. it's in the traveler's notebook, and it has a lot more like stamps and like chipboard elements and photos and like just like different spreads.
That's very nice. Do you use stamps a lot?
Do use some stamps too. And then to make it fast, I have like a little pouch that just has like the journaling cards, the stickers, and the tapes that I'm gonna use for the scrapbook. Otherwise, like Kippy said, it's so hard to find time.
I like that you have a system, a workflow of how you want the spread to come together. Like, you don't even have to think about what color you want to use. You know, this material is like designated this photo, stamp, writing, and like,
the formula. Done in 10 minutes.
And I think that's why all those scrapbooking companies, like journaling companies I just mentioned, I think that's why they are really popular for families, because they make it modular. It's like you don't have spend so much time thinking about like, okay, which washi tape do I want to put down here? Yes. Because the whole point is that it's a kit. It's a monthly kit. And you just you put the stickers in, you print out your...
Yep, that's all you got.
And you can just write. Yeah, and it looks cute in the end.
I like that idea.
Yeah, when you talk about Studio Calico, I really like that brand, and I place a lot of orders with them before, just because they have so many beautiful and functional stamps that I really enjoy using on a daily basis, like those date stamps or monthly stamps or different location stamps, like names or whatsoever. And they're just functional, and yet they're so beautiful and easy to use. It's pretty much like on-the-go stamps back then for me in my journal, in my Hobonichi, when I try to, journal every single day on a daily basis. So yeah, they're just so functional and they are affordable. So yeah, I really like those brands before.
I really like what you guys had kind of come up with, which is, as a mother who wants to journal, really try to make your setup work for you. Like, instead of contemplating what to use or take from, all the washi tape we hoard, all the pens we have, all the spreads we do.
Yes.
Come up with a kit, a grab and go, and then just kind of limit yourself to what's in there. But at the same time, it's going to help you, because you kind of shave off that thinking process on how to make a spread. You get to the most important part, which is recording or which is documenting. And like, there's no longer that, what do I use? It's more like, what am I writing now? I like that. I think that's a great and very practical tip.
Sometimes I feel like nowadays we have so many brands, we have so many choices, to the point that we don't know what to use. We don't know what we have. And we just, purchase duplicate. The same thing over and over again. And one day I was trying to clear my drawer whatsoever, and I found like the same style washi tape, same pattern for like three rolls or something. I'm like, darn.
I know. Like, do I need another cat stamp after I already have like 10 of them?
Yeah, exactly. Just to the point that I realized maybe I need to, kind of strict myself a little bit by using one washi tape, one stamp, or one color to journal this page. And that really relaxed me a lot when it comes to journaling. Yeah.
That's nice. I love it. I love everything we talked about today. And I think to kind of wrap it up, Tiffy, I would love for you to recommend, your favorite stationery item or like a shop that you really enjoy and like want to share with your audience.
Oh, favorite. I don't have a favorite because I love them all.
Maybe somewhere that's like BC, like, up in Canada for the audience that are in Canada.
In Vancouver, on Granville Island, you can visit Paper Yard. They're my go-to stationery shop in Vancouver. And actually, fun fact, I just visited them yesterday to purchase more handmade paper to put in my journal. But anyway, Paper Yard is my go-to. And online store-wise, I recommend a shop called Shop Noteworthy. I discovered them on Instagram not too long ago. And of course, it's a stationery shop. And they sell, Traveler's Notebook and other, it's basically different brands for different countries too. So yeah, if you are living in BC or Canada base, definitely check them out. Mm-hmm. And wow. Other than that, I really don't have a lot of shops to go to because, you know, I have a physical shop, I have an online shop, and that is basically what I
yeah, visit. You basically create a lot of stuff that you like to use.
That's true.
Thank you again, Tiffy, for coming on to the Stationery Cafe.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're really happy to have you. You guys can find her at Tiffy Butter on Instagram, and her shop is Faded Chronicle. And also, if you guys want to support the Stationery Cafe, you can always find us on our Instagram. We have a website. We have a Facebook Yay. Community you can support. And if you really like our podcast and episodes, we would really appreciate if you could give us a review on Apple Podcast. And Yay. We look forward to bringing you another fun episode next week. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.